What if everything you've been told about success is backwards? We're taught to plan meticulously, analyze exhaustively, and wait for the perfect moment before taking action. Yet research reveals a startling truth. The happiest, most successful people spend far less time planning and far more time doing. They don't wait for certainty, they create it through action. This isn't reckless impulsivity. It's a deliberate strategy of learning through experience rather than endless preparation. Think of it like learning to swim. You can read every book about proper technique, watch countless tutorial videos, and study Olympic swimmers for years, but until you actually get in the water, you haven't learned anything meaningful. The most fulfilling life doesn't come from perfect planning. It emerges from bold experimentation, rapid failure, and constant adjustment based on real-world feedback. Jason meticulously researched a trip to Prague for months, comparing hotels, mapping attractions, studying restaurant reviews. Ultimately, overwhelmed by details, he abandoned the entire trip. Many of us excel at planning, but struggle with actually doing. We have PhDs in planning and kindergarten educations in doing. Research confirms that excessive information inhibits action. When a grocery store displayed 6 jam varieties, sales were 10 times higher than when 24 options were offered. Faced with too many choices, we become confused and either stick with familiar options or avoid deciding altogether. Worse still, decision-making itself depletes mental energy needed for action-making, making meaningful progress even harder. The solution is to shrink the decision. Rather than agonizing over whether to switch careers, simply decide if you're willing to talk with someone who made a similar change. When John received an unexpected Stanford interview while happily employed at Michigan State, he avoided overthinking the implications of potentially uprooting his family. Instead, he asked a much simpler question: do I want to take a free vacation in sunny California? This transforms paralyzing decisions into manageable actions that provide valuable information without requiring major commitments. We're conditioned to believe happiness follows success. I'll be happy when I get the promotion. This not yet mindset is backwards. Joy actually fuels success. Physicians in positive moods diagnose faster and more accurately. A study of 12,000 workplace diary entries found people generated 50% more valuable ideas on positive days. Psychologist Barbara Fredrickson's broaden and build theory explains why. Positive emotions expand cognitive capacity and exploratory thinking, while negative emotions narrow focus to immediate threats. Gary Erickson discovered this on a 175-mile bike ride. 6 hours in, choking down his 6th power bar, he realized he could create something better. Working with his mother in their kitchen, they created Clif Bar. By 2002, he turned down a $120 million buyout. Pursuing joy requires embracing failure. Jerry Seinfeld tests thousands of jokes before perfecting material. Pixar president Ed Catmull describes their process as going from suck to non-suck. The original Starbucks featured bow-tied baristas, opera music, no chairs, and Italian-only menus. Nothing like today's cafes. Carol Dweck's research reveals the antidote. Students praised for effort rather than intelligence tackle harder problems. Approaching activities as a beginner opens exponential possibilities for learning. Helen's first university lecture was catastrophic. Jumbled presentations, technical failures, students walking out. She received the lowest teaching evaluation in the university's history. Rather than quitting, Helen treated her shortcomings as data. She incorporated engaging stories, flexible discussions, and group activities. 10 years later, her classes have waiting lists, and she's consistently ranked as the institution's best professor. The pain of failure is temporary and instructive. The paralysis of fear is permanent and soul-crushing. Give yourself permission to be terrible at first. Expect mistakes. Celebrate them as evidence you're learning. We're expected to choose careers before experiencing them, essentially marrying jobs before the first date. The matching model fails because our interests constantly evolve, professions contain wildly diverse individuals, and the world rapidly changes. Sarah loved crime shows and planned to become a forensic scientist. When she visited a crime lab, the harsh fluorescent lighting, disinterested employees, and antiseptic smell immediately told her this wasn't right. She pivoted to interior design, where her personality thrived. Successful companies like Google release minimal viable products quickly, gathering real-world feedback rather than waiting for perfection. This lean startup methodology prioritizes small experiments over comprehensive five-year plans. The same principle applies to careers. Test assumptions before betting your future on them. Jill loved animals but abandoned veterinary dreams because she feared blood. After years in unfulfilling finance work, she finally volunteered at a vet clinic and discovered blood didn't bother her when working with animals she cared about. At 36, she became a successful veterinarian. Test drive careers through volunteering, informational interviews, or short-term projects. Validate your assumptions with real experience before making irreversible commitments. Children explore fearlessly, acting on curiosity without calculating outcomes. Adults lose this instinct, obsessing over what we should do rather than what intrigues us. We hesitate to try new things unless we can predict success, like Marie, who kept a guitar untouched for a year because she couldn't decide if she wanted to commit to learning it. A visiting Tibetan Lama observed how readily Americans cheat themselves out of the enjoyment of their lives by talking themselves out of following their interests. Meanwhile, successful innovators remain voraciously curious, connecting diverse experiences into breakthrough insights. As Steve Jobs noted, creativity is simply connecting things, and you can only connect what you've actually experienced. Bill Strickland's life transformed at 16 when he followed his curiosity into an art classroom. Drawn by sunlight, coffee aroma, and jazz music, he discovered a teacher working clay on a potter's wheel. That moment led him to found Manchester Craftsman's Guild, which now helps 450 teenagers annually with an 86% college continuation rate, earning Strickland a MacArthur Genius Grant. Curiosity functions as awareness, helping you recognize opportunities others miss. It provides energy, propelling you into action. Most importantly, curiosity has an expiration date. It arises in specific moments that vanish if you delay. That fleeting interest in pottery, that passing thought about learning Spanish, these aren't distractions from your real priorities. They're invitations to possibilities you can't yet imagine. Alan, a software engineer who'd gained 40 pounds, joined an expensive gym and created an intense workout schedule. Within 2 weeks, he was overwhelmed, constantly sore, and had gained 2 more pounds. He quit. This pattern repeats endlessly. Lofty goals that paralyze rather than inspire. Stanford professor Bob Sutton argues stretch goals are counterproductive. Harvard research shows people are least creative when struggling with overwhelming objectives. Motivation requires frequent task completion, not distant targets. Psychologist Carl Weick introduced small wins, breaking complex problems into bite-sized tasks. This approach clarifies actions, reduces uncertainty, and builds momentum. Alcoholics Anonymous exemplifies this. Focus on staying sober one day at a time, not for life. Tom Fadjo's garbage business journey illustrates this perfectly. After his truck compactor broke, he found himself manually stumping down garbage. He enjoyed the work and quit accounting. He expanded methodically, adding commercial accounts, buying a landfill. When Houston's mayor asked him to handle city garbage collection, Fadjo seized the opportunity. By 1976, he'd built BFI into a $256 million company with 2,800 trucks. His success came from starting small with one truck and $500, discovering opportunities incrementally. When facing paralysis, find one small thing to do today. Small wins often lead to unexpected opportunities you never could have planned. Our negativity bias makes us better at spotting risks than opportunities. Counter this with the one yes trumps three no's rule. Give each positive reason 3 times the weight of each negative one. Equally important, evaluate the default outcome of doing nothing, which is often the riskiest choice. Staying in an unfulfilling job, remaining socially isolated, or never developing expertise might be the true cost of an action. When facing complex decisions, find a key springboard action that creates momentum. For Jason, who once talked himself out of Prague, buying an airline ticket to Beijing years later became that catalyst. The best springboard actions involve external commitments, scheduling meetings, making reservations, signing up for courses. These create accountability that overcomes internal resistance and transforms abstract intentions into concrete reality. Resistance is that internal voice telling you the timing isn't right, the risk's too great, the effort too demanding. It's strongest when facing significant changes, career shifts, creative projects, new relationships, healthier habits. Lainey, a bored financial analyst, discovered a perfect university job matching her philosophy background. Initially excited, her enthusiasm mysteriously evaporated when application time came. This pattern repeats constantly, skipping workouts when tired, abandoning promising relationships over vague doubts, declining travel opportunities when feeling overwhelmed. The truth? The best way to get in the mood for something is simply by doing it. Taking action isn't just the fastest way to develop positive attitudes, it's often the only way. Every significant project has a malodorous middle, when progress slows and success feels distant. Design company IDEO visualizes this as a U-shaped curve, starting with hope, dipping into insight where progress seems minimal, before rising to confidence when solutions emerge. Success requires what psychologist Angela Duckworth calls grit, perseverance, and passion for long-term goals despite failure, adversity, and plateaus. The solution? Spend 30 minutes daily on your most important projects, not completing them, just quality, focused work. This breaks inertia and shifts your identity from someone who talks about goals to someone who pursues them. Transform abstract someday goals into concrete today actions. Instead of "I will lose weight," commit to "I will eat a light lunch." Rather than "I will write a children's book," decide "I will write a few sentences on the bus ride home." Your dreams don't need more analysis or better timing. They need one small, imperfect step today. The barrier between you and the life you want isn't lack of resources or talent. It's the gap between intention and action. Once you begin, opportunities emerge, skills develop, connections form. But none of this happens in your head. Only when you move from thinking to doing, from someday to today.